Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokul.
Welcome into the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokul on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week throughout the playoffs on Tuesday nights at 7. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pine Technical College, and by Catch 228. Joining us now, the head coach of the region champion, Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you very much. Hey, my favorite part of the show here every week is everybody who doesn't know we're doing a coaching show here. When the speaker comes alive, they look around and go, what is
it
this?
Trivia?
What is this? And we're the ones that sit right up front who just go, this is loud, let's go home.
So, right. I'm not into it. Well, coach, you go out Friday in a really interesting time. Definitely got to get the win because it's a region game, but also got people in the fans watching their phones checking the Richmond Hill score.
How about those Rebels? How's that? You know, I actually, Coach Holder and I conspired with him, to be honest with you, and we did a lot of every day. I probably spent as much time on the phone with him every day, and I can say that the Glenn Academy Touchdown Club bought the Effingham coaching staff lunch on Sunday. So thank you very much, Effingham Rebels. We appreciate it, and we really like the banner we're going to hang up.
Well, you go into your final region game, and it's a must win. I know you're looking over at the Richmond Hill Effingham game, but you go into this game and you dominate from the jump. Offense gets going really well, and the defense shuts them out in the first half.
And to that effect, just honestly, I don't like focusing on things I don't have control over. So I didn't, right, until the game was over with, I really wasn't interested in it. Frankly, look, I'll take the region trophy and the region championship, but I'm still aggravated we didn't play well versus Richmond Hill, so that kind of sticks in my craw a little bit. So I didn't focus on that at all, other than just kind of, talking with Coach Holder and trying to make sure that he was pointed in the right direction and he had his troops rallied and ready to go. But our kids came out. I think we played really well in the first quarter. We got up 17-0. We kind of played fast, and then we kind of relaxed a little bit in the second quarter. I think we got up, and everybody thought, hey, this is how it's going to go the whole night. We got a little sloppy, put the ball on the ground. The head coach made a stupid call on a punt where I wanted to get a fake on tape, and we hadn't seen them how they were going to rush the punt, and so we ran a fake. And Jack actually did a really smart thing. They covered the fake, and he went to kick it, and the guy kind of hit him when he kicked it, and the guy picked it up and ran it back. So defensively, we kind of stood up there and stood our ground, bowed our backs a little bit, kept them out of the end zone. But, we got sloppy there in the second quarter. We can't afford to do that moving forward.
But besides that, playing on special teams, you do get the return for a touchdown, and the defense, again, shuts them out in the first half. So really a unit that you feel like you can lean on moving forward into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think defensively we played really well, over there in the first half. I'll give those guys credit. That running back they have is really good. They've got a couple of kids over there that – are really super players. At 34, the defensive tackle gave us fits in the second quarter. At 30, or 3, the running back was a really good player. They kind of got the hell around the ball. So we had some guys that were a little banged up on the D-line. We sat and tried to rest. Marlon Taylor's got a strained groin, and Fisher Ogden's got some bruised ribs. So we kind of sat those guys a little bit. But all in all, defensively, we played well, and we shut them out the first three quarters, and they got a couple of garbage points late.
Right.
It was a good effort by our kids.
Well, and speaking of Kevin Harris, their running back, going into this game, he had really been about 90% of their offense. What were you guys able to do so well to shut him down?
I think just our front, we played really well up front, and just some nice things just kind of spill. They do a lot of stuff on the inside zone. They ran a couple of good schemes against us where they folded the linemen in there. And it was something we knew they were going to do, but, man, we got hit with the flu last week, and the whole defensive line was out all week long. I think James Dow didn't play at all because he had such a severe case of flu. Che Foy was out all week long with the flu. Drez was out 3 days with the flu. Marlon's got a pulled groin, so he didn't practice all week long. So we didn't get a lot of looks at the Vols team. So they gave us some problems with that. But, you know, we moved the front a little bit and created some negative plays. I thought Tyshawn Lang played really well at middle linebacker, which his play continues to improve every week. I tell you guys, playing great ball is Patrick Fulton. Patrick playing really well in secondary.
It seems like he's always around the ball.
Yeah, he plays really fast. You know, it's one of those things, and you know, we look at guys like Byron Bacon and Travis Clinch have really grown up back there in secondary, and we forget that, you know, Kane Cruz is a 2-year starter, would have been a 3-year starter in the secondary. Kane's an incredible player as a guy. You know, we probably don't lose as much with not having Kane back there right now as we did earlier in the year. But Pat's playing such great football. When I watch Pat play, I always think about what we could be like if we had Kane still back there with two safeties who run downhill and just kind of just so comfortable back there. Those young guys are still trying to find their way and learn what they're doing.
Well, and speaking of Kane, is it just too far along in the season to move him back to that side of the football? You have gotten healthier running back, but he's really been there the whole season.
Yeah, we just not really where we need to be. And he's spent so much time at running back, it's hard to kind of go back there. Don't get me wrong, he could do it. And so we know we can put him back there and he could do it. But it's just our depth at running back's not really where it needs to be. Tyler gets a little better every week. We're losing Cam McClellan. We're real hesitant to play Hunter Hall, you know, 40 or 50 snaps on offense. Right. I say we are, but moving forward, you know, there's no tomorrow in the playoffs. So if Hunter Hall's got to play 100 snaps Friday night to win the game, he's going to be a tired joker on Saturday morning.
Well, I'm moving over to the offensive side of the football. You guys go for over 300 yards on the ground, and it seems like the past few weeks the triple option has really started to find its rhythm.
I think you know, everything about our offense is really about our interior line play. We didn't play very well on the inside versus Richmond Hill. We just made a ton of mistakes. I don't think we competed very well in there. And we challenged the kids, went in there, and I think they played really well the last couple of weeks. And you know, look, you got to have that. I mean, I think they got after it versus Camden and Friday night versus Bradwell, and you know, this Friday they're going to have to play their best game because they're really good on defense.
And Coach, as you do come down, or you finish up the regular season now, as you look back from the beginning of the season to now, what kind of growth have you seen from this team overall?
You see kids. I think our young defensive linemen have really improved. Obviously, some guys in the secondary. Sean Bravo and Che Foy have done a nice job in the secondary, gotten better. Our two safeties have gotten better. You know, Tyshawn Lang coming in and for Cam McClellan. Cam's a really good football player. Losing him is a This man is a punch in the jaw, and Tyshawn has done a nice job.
Speaking of Cam, can you give us an update on him? Is he doing well?
He's doing okay. He had an infection in his leg, but he's at home and kind of healing up. But he's okay. I think he's on the mend. It's very fortunate they caught that. He went in for a regular checkup, and they found the infection and caught it in early stages. So we're really, really fortunate that happened at that time. Our kids have done what they need to do. I mean, and you know, we're a team with flaws, and I say that, and the kids know that. I mean, we're not a perfect football team, but I'm not sure there are any perfect football teams in the state of Georgia this year.
Right.
And we're a team that can go out on a Friday night, and you know, I believe in our kids. I think what we do is important to them. I think they can go out there. And as coaches, we've got to go out there and look at what where our limitations are and minimize those and try to put our kids in good positions to win. I think our coaching staff's done that. I think our kids are going to play really hard. We're going to have a chance to really get in here and make a run in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, and then again, these are high school kids, and from the beginning of the year, and I'm sure a lot of the moms here can attest to this, some of these kids just blow up and get bigger throughout the year. Have you seen this team really develop like that, some of the younger guys?
We've had probably the biggest explosion in the weight room this year of any. We've had some incredible gains in the weight room. We changed, a couple things have gone on. One is I'm in the weight room 4 blocks a day now with Coach Harp. So there are two coaches in there, which you've got a second set of eyes.
Right.
But enables me to kind of take over the weight program and run the weight program. That allows Coach Harp to really focus on the offense. And so that's been a lot of fun. We've done a great job tracking our kids. It's enjoyable. Mondays and Tuesdays, our kids push for PRs, what we call PRs, personal records. And I mean, some of our kids have put 70, 80 pounds on. Wow. in the bench press and 70, 80 pounds on the squat. We've got guys who've increased their three lift max by 150 pounds over the course of 8 weeks. I mean, and kids are working hard, and it's fun to watch them go in there and get excited about getting a PR on a Monday or Tuesday. and then not getting it and say, I'm going to get it next week and have those goals. Well, I mean, our kids have got, we're a different football team right now than we were in August because we've gotten a lot stronger. All of our kids across the board, I would bet we probably averaged, a 10 to 15% gain of our three lift max from where we were in August. That's a big jump. We're a different football team because of that.
And coach, again, you go out and you get the final win of the season, get some help from Effingham, but you win this region. I know you said before you don't mind going on the road to play games, but I know for everyone here, it's nice to be able to just drive right up the street to Glenn County Stadium to watch a playoff football.
Look, I don't mind going on the road, but it doesn't mean I want to drive 3.5 hours to go to Lee County or Coffee County. I've been to Coffee. I've been to Douglas, Georgia. I really have zero reason to go back, to be honest with you. I mean,
not a return trip.
There's a bakery there that Coach Irby brags about. They've got good donuts there. Holtz Bakery. I was going to give my plug for Holtz Bakery. They make some good donuts. But the truth is, I've got no burning desire to go drive to Atlanta three times this year if I don't have to. I'd like to make that one solitary trip in December 8th and then stay there the weekend and celebrate.
Break in the Mercedes-Benz, you know, maybe have a little more success than the Falcons so far, you know?
I hope the Falcons go 0-16. I don't know if that's a possibility. I don't know what their record is, but I'm rooting for 0-16. Maybe they'll have to forfeit the games that they've won. But I would love to see the Mercedes now. And, the first game I ever coached was in the Georgia. It was in the Georgia Dome in 1996 versus Lasser High School.
Corky Cup Classic, actually.
No, this actually was the Cobb Kickoff Classic. Okay. And then my first game as defensive coordinator was in the Georgia Dome versus McEachern. And my first game as the head football coach was in the Georgia Dome versus Norcross. So I it's kind of sad to see the Georgia Dome go because so much of my career I coached there so many times. And, man, I've got some great memories. Everything I ever did professionally coaching started there. But I'd love to go to the Mercedes-Benz. It hasn't been real kind to me. I've lost 2 state championship games. Maybe the Mercedes-Benz Dome. I'm looking at you, baby. That's what we're saying. We're going to have good luck. I love German engineering.
Well, when we come back on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show, we'll preview this week's matchup with Valdosta, team that's featured on NFL Network. I'm sure they'll be there this week. That's next on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show right here on Bishop Media Sports
the
Network.
Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season, catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And, of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simon's. 912-634-6228, and let's go, Terriers!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Herron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Well, Coach, you wrap up a 9-game season, one short because of Hurricane Irma, but now it's a 5-game season.
Yep.
And you got the defending state champions coming to Glenn County Stadium for the second year in a row. She took down Alatuna last year. Now comes Valdosta.
I didn't think about that. I can't worry about any of those things. Just focus on Friday night. They've got a good football team. I know their record's 4-6, but
right.
They've lost to some really good football teams. They were beaten up a lot like we were earlier in the year. They've gotten some kids back. You know, Coach Rodemaker's a really good coach. He and I have kind of become pretty good friends since he's gotten that Valdosta job. And we talk, you know, maybe once a month or so. He's a great guy, really good football coach. He's a defensive guy like me. And it shows because they will tear your face off on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, and there's going to be a ton of hype around this weekend. Is what I think the two best matchups in the playoffs this coming Friday are in Glenn County Stadium with you guys and Valdosta, and then Brunswick has to take on Northside. NFL Network's coming in. A lot of hype around this. How do you keep the guys just focused on going out and playing?
Oh, they do. The NFL Network coming into a football life on me. They're going to do
a
football life.
Absolutely.
That's good. Awesome. That's good.
You and Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. Yeah. Kindred spirits. Probably not. Look, it's going to be a great weekend here. If you're a Glenn County football fan, and it's two tough matchups for both us and Brunswick, but, you know, if you want to win the state championship, you got to beat good teams. And, you know, I like our kids. I think our kids are going to play really well. I tell our kids that, you know, if we have greatness in us, it's time for it to come out. It's time to show up and let it all out. And I don't think we played our best football yet. I think we can still play 48 good minutes. So, you know, the opportunity is going to be there for us to play better than we played and get in here and make a run. You know, it's up to these kids and to go out and just do it. I think they're going to play incredibly hard and play well and put on a great performance on Friday night.
Well, as you mentioned, Valdosta has, by their record, had a down year going 4-6. But again, they play in a really tough region. What is this team able to do really well?
They play defense really well. And when you watch them play defense, they're just very sound fundamentally. Probably the most fundamentally sound defense we've played all year. That's the first thing. They run. Very few teams I look at run as well as us on defense. We've got foot speed on defense. They run like we do on defense, which means it's tough to get big plays on them. They just do everything right. And you do it very seldom. They're out of position. They fit on the ball so very well. When you put the ball in the air against them, it gives them opportunities. They've won games this year. They've struggled on offense and won games because of pick sixes and returning interceptions down to the 6-yard line. So, as crazy as it sounds, I think you just got to be real conservative with them. And I think we're a good defensive football team. And let our defense go win the game for us. And get in there and run our offense and take our shots when we want to take our shots. But don't let them force us into bad plays. They're going to tackle us sometimes. They're going to tackle us for losses. They're going to get off blocks and make big plays defensively. And we can't worry about those things because I think we're going to do the same thing defensively. We're going to tackle them for losses and we're going to make big plays. So we've got to be sound in the kicking game. We got to cover punts and kickoffs. They've got a good return game. In a lot of ways, they remind me of us. In a lot of ways, they do. They're just really good defensively. They're very sound in everything they do. They don't beat themselves. And because of that, they when an opportunity arises, they take advantage of it.
Well, and going with that, how big is the field position battle going to be in this one?
It's going to be huge. I mean, you know, it's you're going to see early. Somebody's going to get the ball and go three and out and punt the ball, and somebody's going to have it at the 50-yard line. And you're going to play the whole half like that. That's probably how the half's going to go, until somebody turns the ball over and flips the field or gets a big play. And as crazy as it sounds, that, you know, it's a lot like beating Ware County my second year here, where we beat them twice and we just said, we're going to come play defense. We're gonna slap you around a little bit on the defensive side of the football, and we're gonna win in special teams. And that's what we have to do. I think we've got a better punting game than they do. Their kicker's gonna kick in the end zone every time, so that's kind of a moot point. Jack's gonna kick in the end zone pretty much the whole night, so those things cancel each other out. We've got to punt the ball really well. We can't have 12-yard punts, and we've had some great punts, and we've been inconsistent there at times. Our guys have got to come up. We've got to punt the ball. We've got to cover punts. And we got to play defense. And they're going to take some shots with some trick plays here or there. We're going to take some shots with some trick plays here or there. And then it's going to come down to turnovers.
Well, and with your offense, obviously the triple option is a huge part of it. As you said, these guys capitalize on mistakes. And I'm sure that's what you're preaching to your quarterbacks. But at the same time, Brandon's got to stay aggressive with that pitch game.
Well, look, we're going to run our offense. We're not going to go in there and just hand the ball off and run quarterback sneak 55 times. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to run our offense. We're going to get the ball on the perimeter. We've got to block on the perimeter. We got to be great blockers just all over the field. And they do a great job of getting off blocks on the perimeter. So they're gonna we're gonna pitch the ball and they're going to tackle us for a loss sometimes. But what we've got to be able to do is get out there and just as you see Georgia Southern or Wofford or Navy over all those years, they hand the ball off, they hand the ball off, they pitch the ball, get nothing. Then all of a sudden it's a 70-yard play.
15, 16 yards.
We have to be patient with what we do and understand that they're going to tackle us for no gain sometimes. And it's okay to punt the ball in this game. Anybody who thinks it's, you get frustrated about punting the ball, you probably shouldn't come to this game because this is going to be the game that's going to be played. Two great defensive teams, and you got to play well, and you got to understand that when your opportunity arises, you don't know when it's going to show up. But if you try to do too much, you can lose the game for you.
And this seems like one of those ones to me where it's just big boy high school football, and if you're the first one to flinch out there, you're just going to get trampled.
No, it's going to be brutal. It's my kind of football game.
Right.
I mean, they're going to show up get off the bus and challenge us to be physical. We've already told our kids, they're going to knock us down sometimes, we're going to knock them down sometimes. And, that's how we got to set – we got to go out there and match their physicality with physicality, their violence with violence, their effort with effort. And be better than them in the execution game. That's what it comes down to. Somebody's going to put the ball on the ground or throw an interception and lose the game. Let's make sure it's not us.
Right. And again, Coach, only Tuesday, but what's the feel been around practice this week for the team?
I think our kids are focused. I really do. I mean, we're not jumping around, screaming around. And I kind of like that, to be honest with you. I think you can expend some energy. You don't get points for that. And I'm not big on false energy. I think our kids have been really focused. Our energy's been good. We're running to where we need to run, and I think our kids are going to play. Our kids know what's on the line. I mean, they understand this. So our kids are going to show up, they're going to play hard, they're going to play well, and we're going to have opportunity to win again.
And obviously your secret weapon sitting directly across from us, not paying attention at all.
Yes. I don't know who you're talking about.
Irby.
Oh, Irby, Coach Irby, yes, he's our secret weapon. I'm going to run him and let him throw the post.
Got to give him the shave. Well, when we come back, the coach slipped up last week, decided not to come. I'm sure he was bunkered down somewhere watching tape, couldn't get in and make the show, but let Coach Irby slip up and pick Oklahoma State, so I'm right on your heels in the picks, Coach.
Terrible picks. I was at a youth football game where my son Deuce was dominating the dojo, and
Hey-o.
We lost because we ran a touchdown run at 13 seconds, and the official called holding in a 10-11-year-old football game. It was as bad as I've ever seen. He screamed at the coach. He said it was at the point of attack, and a couple of parents went haywire, and I don't blame him. Anyway.
Gotta love football in South Georgia. When we come back with the coach, we're going to talk a little college football and talk about some of the seniors as we come down towards the end of this 2017 season. That's next on the Rocky Hidalgo Show right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrian Browning, attorney at law. Now, Coach, finish up the regular season and you go to the playoffs. These are the last few games of your seniors that are playing for this team. And a couple of guys that have just been real leaders on this team since they walked through the doors at Glenn Academy are Randon Jernigan and Hunter Hall.
Yeah, you know, great kids. I mean, and you go further than that. I mean, you know, and, you know, those guys who were with us, you know, my first year we came in here, Glenn hadn't won a whole bunch. And I think we brought in 13 freshmen my first year here. We had 13 freshmen in our freshman class. Guys, you know, went out of zone to Brunswick, and guys went to Frederica Academy. And I had people tell me, you'd never win here. And I'm serious. That's what people told me. You'd never win here. You can't win here. And, you know, you look at some of those kids that came in, and, I mean, they could have gone to Brunswick. They could have gone to Frederica. They stayed here with us. And for whatever reason, you know, Andrew Bennett Delaney, you know, Pat Fulton, Kane Cruz, you know, obviously, you know, Hunter and Marvin Dallas. And, I mean, you could go, all those guys were just kind of stuck in. They played JV ball and practice with the varsity their freshman year because we didn't have enough kids to play a ninth grade team. And when you look at where we were, I mean, when they told me I had 13 ninth graders coming in, I was like, what have I done professionally to deserve this? Because you can't run a program with 13 ninth graders.
Right.
And you look around now, you know, now that class is, you know, I think they're 23 in that class. So it's grown by 10 guys. We've gotten kids back from Brunswick who came back to us, who didn't re-up their out-of-zone papers, and guys who were zoned for us and who are good players. We're glad to have all of them back. You know, it's a great group of kids. That's the one thing when you look at all those guys. They're just, man, it's great kids. David Murray, I mean, he's another kid. You know, nobody talks about David Murray, but, man, he's a heck of a high school football player. He really is. And so it's, you know, it's fun to see those guys kind of where they came from. What we built here, and, you know, we're fourth year in the playoffs, share three region championships in a row, all these things that we've done, our coaches haven't done any of those things. Our kids have done that. And those kids that are graduating right now, they've never lost to Brunswick. Never. They've never done it. And, I mean, it might be the only class that's never lost to Brunswick. And, I mean, they've created so many memories. And those, you know, what we built here is because of their commitment to the school and believing in me going over and going, hey, we can win here, and showing up and trying to get a football helmet.
Absolutely. I know I'm speaking for everyone here. Everyone appreciates what this senior class has done. Again, coming in from your first year all the way through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great group of kids.
Now, not to break the sentimental ice, but I'm hot on your heels in the picks, Coach. You messed up last week.
Irby.
Guest picker come in.
The Florida fans notoriously don't know anything about college football. So let's continue.
Well, Coach, coming into this one, I'm just going to let you know, if you let me catch up next week, I'm just picking all the same teams you're picking. So you don't have any chance to catch up.
Fair enough.
We're going to start it off. A couple of teams that have lost to Iowa State. You hear that, you don't think this is going to be a great game, but you got...
Hold on, where are we right now?
Right now...
So what did Irby pick last week? Let's go over those again.
Let me...
Those terrible picks.
Let's pull it up. Well, they weren't too terrible as he went 2-1.
Alabama over LSU. Correct. I would have done that. It pulls at my heartstrings, I'm not stupid. I would have done that. We money on the line.
We both stuck with DJ in the blackout uniforms.
I would have done that. I would have done that.
He just lost it with the mullet.
Yeah, see, I'd have gone
Oklahoma State.
I'd have gone Oklahoma. Yeah, see? Nice job, Bruce.
Speaking of a great game, 38-30 at halftime, pretty much with the
that's
opposite.
That's not great. See, that's
the opposite.
Not a great
the opposite of what's going to be going on at Glenn Stadium.
I'm a defensive guy.
Is that a basketball score?
That doesn't. You know, that's the thing with the Big 12. They want to share the national championship. They can't play defense. I mean, get out of here. They're not beating Alabama and Georgia because they can't stop anybody. So we should just don't even include them in the national championship discussion. If you can't play defense, you don't even talk about national champions.
Well, before we jump into the picks, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is you always preach that it starts on the line. And when you look 1, 2, and 3 in the college football rankings, you got Georgia, Bama, and Notre Dame. And Notre Dame especially on the offensive line, and then Georgia and Bama on the defensive line. Just that's where it starts.
Hey, look, if you control the line of scrimmage, I don't care what you do. You're not, somebody beats you up front, I don't care if you throw the ball 50 times a game. You're not going to win the game. And it's everything. You got to be physical up front. You've got to control the line of scrimmage. And that's, you know, Alabama, traditionally, they've been the best team in America up front. If you go back and look at Clemson last year, they had a great player at quarterback and great players on the line of scrimmage.
They have four NFL players.
Great players on the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Well, again, the first one, both of these teams have lost to Iowa State, and that's number 8 TCU traveling to take on Oklahoma. TCU will play a little bit of defense. I think they're number 10 nationally at the moment, but Oklahoma, no such thing.
Yeah, they're not going to play. It's at Oklahoma?
Correct.
They just had the shootout. This is a tough one. I love Gary Patterson. I really do. I think he's a really good football coach. He kind of in some ways kindred spirits, because I think he takes lesser players and wins with them. He coaches great defense with guys that nobody else wants. But I do think even after coming off the Bedlam game, I'm going to take Oklahoma there playing at home to win that game.
I feel like it's going to be a really tight one. Definitely not 38-30 at halftime, but I'm going to go ahead and agree with you. Moving on to the second game, the still number one, according to the College Football Playoff Committee, Georgia Bulldogs, travel down to take on Auburn and Jordan-Hare. 3:30 kickoff.
Who did Auburn play last week?
Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Yep.
Texas A&M. It was a Donnybrook, wasn't it? It was a high-scoring game. Yeah. I think I'm a big believer in defense. You know, Auburn has at times played some pretty good defense and other times not played real good defense. I'm not a real big believer in them offensively against Georgia. I just don't see them scoring a lot of points against Georgia. I think Georgia's going to line up and put those outside linebackers outside the offense, take away that kind of run game off the perimeter, that kick run game, and is make it a downfield game. I'm going to take Georgia now.
And I'm going to go ahead and agree with you. After that, opens up for him to go undefeated to the Mercedes-Benz. I keep wanting to say dome.
Yes.
That's going to get tough to get rid of.
To lose and drop out of the top four and then not make the playoffs. That's what's going to happen. And I'm sorry, all the Georgia fans. I'm sorry, all the Georgia fans. God runs the universe on your tears. It is what it is.
Well, and a team that's got, again, a Glynn County member on it, DJ Dallas down at Miami, a team that people keep picking to lose, but they keep finding a way to win. They welcome in Notre Dame, primetime, 8 o'clock, ABC.
I so want to go down to this game. I mean, I wish, you know.
You know where the big turnover chain?
Yeah. We're building our own turnover chain. I'm just gonna say, it's gonna be really impressive when it's all said and done. We've got a 400-pound block of concrete that we're whittling it out of. It's gonna be nice. I really think I'd love to say Miami. Miami struggles on defense. I think Notre Dame's pretty good. At the end of the day, I think Notre Dame probably goes down. I think the game's gonna be close because they're playing at Miami, but I think Notre Dame wins this game.
And because I have to catch up with you, I'm going to go ahead and roll with DJ. Go with the Hurricanes with the U.
That's why you're going to be behind by another game next week.
Coach, I got to catch up. And we're both 17 next week.
There you go.
That's all that's going to matter. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you coming out. Look forward to seeing you guys running on that red smoke on Friday night.
We are going to have some extra stuff Friday. I've already got the word. Andy Jones has been in the works. Things are in the works. You know, we expect to have a fire truck there. That's all I've got to say.
So we're going to turn over chain and fire truck.
Show up and check out the show.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Go and get a W.
Thank you.
Thank you. And join us next week on Tuesday talking about a playoff win at Valdosta right here at Catch 228. This is Christian Gokel signing off.